It's 18 minutes past the hour, looking for a way to bring the family together closer, making, you know, everybody close during Advent and really to meditate and pray on the real reason for the season. We have some ideas, plus some inspiring stories from our guest. She is a regular on this program. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is a mom. She's an author. She's a speaker. And she has a terrific blog. And we'll give you all the details and how to get her information. And she also has some new books and a special sale going on. And hey, who doesn't love a sale? Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good. Happy Advent.
Yes, happy Advent to you, too. It's amazing. It's the third week already.
I can't believe it. Where did the time go?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. But first of all, rejoice, right?
Yes, rejoice always.
Rejoice always.
As we heard yesterday.
But especially after lighting the third candle on our Advent wreaths, we have a chance to pause and rejoice. And maybe that could help alleviate some of the stress that some of us might be feeling because of all the hustle and bustling, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd like to say that there still is time this Advent season to get our acts together. You know, there's still time to be more prayerful. There's still time to be more giving and more reflective because we might be just so inundated with everything going on. You know, the atmosphere clamors for our attention, so it might seem impossible to find a time or a place to rest our weary brains, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we can be more prayerful, and my message is always, you know, that no matter what we're doing, we have the power to retreat to our hearts wherever we are. So even if you're in a long line someplace and you're shopping or you're home and you're stuck because of the weather and you know you have a lot to do, or you're just busy around the house, you know, baking cookies and doing things and decorating or taking care of the family or whatever you're doing, you know, just pause, stop, and pray and retreat to your heart so that you're constantly in communication with Jesus. You know, just little aspirations. Jesus, I love you. Please help me. Please guide me. You know, help me to lead others to you. Shine through me to others. And these are little aspirations we can teach our children, too. They're very easy for children. And it's just getting them to realize it's a conversation with God. Just, you know, not to have to worry about formal prayers all the time, but just talk to him anytime.
Yeah, I like to do. I like to look at the images of the Lord that I have around the house, and I talk to the images, you know, in my prayer. For example, you know, in decorating and setting things up, I have this beautiful icon of Jesus, the teacher, that Dominic and I bought a couple years ago on one of the Holy Land trips we took, and I love that image of Jesus. That and the Sacred Heart are my two favorite images of the Lord, and so I have this beautiful icon in my dining room. And, you know, you look around the home and you're so grateful that you have a house and a roof over your head, especially in these tough economic times. And that's how I like to say thank you. I like to see that image in front of me and just say, thank you, Jesus. You know,
it's so important, like you say, the images, because they draw us to prayer. And that's why I always recommend in my books and my talks and writings to, you know, to put the sacred images around in your domestic churches so that, you know, you're drawn to prayer when you see that. It's a reminder. We talked about this before, but our offices, like you see this one, it's just like covered, you know, with just every kind of image and statue and everything. But it's a beautiful, we're very blessed, as you say, to have a roof over our heads during these times. And every time I put my head on my pillow, at night even, you know, I thank God I have a bed to sleep in and a pillow and a blanket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much, there's so much to be thankful for. But I have a couple of little stories, and I'll
sure. And just one more thing before we get to the beautiful stories that you're going to share with us. But the Pope was talking about this over the weekend about the importance of images, because of all the secular images that are out there. He was reminding us it's very important to have the Christian images in our home.
Absolutely, in the creche especially. Mm-hmm. You know, the nativity scene, and we've got a few of them around our house, and it was just. Well, the reason we have a few is because I used to have a Catholic store years ago called St. Joseph's Corner. I used to have books and religious articles, so I have like three creches, or actually four, and we set them up all different, you know, the dining room, the living room, in the foyer on a table, and it's just wonderful to have those images, and it's fun for kids, you know, little kids to hide, you know, put Jesus someplace and then bring him out, you know, when he's born and that kind of thing. So it was nice that our Holy Father mentioned that the other day and about the crush.
He knew we were going to talk about it on the show, so that's why he said
That's right. We sent him a message.
through Father Lombardi, the head of the Vatican Press Office. Don't forget to tell the Holy Father we're talking about this on the show, Monday, if he wants to call in.
This way he can get his blessing on.
All right, so I know you always have these great stories around Christmas time, and you've got more Jesus at the Post Office stories.
Well, it's just the grace of God, and I was just so blessed last year to, well, it goes back to that I firmly believe, as Mother Teresa taught and as our church teaches, of course, that we need to see and to serve Jesus in each other, our family members, our coworkers, our neighbors, you know, strangers. And so I strive to live in that way, and not to draw attention to myself, but this is just for all of us, that we can pray for the graces to really see Jesus in each other so that we might serve our Lord more lovingly. And so, I don't know, God just gave me the grace to not only see him in others, but to look for him all the time in others. So I'm actually looking, you know, and every time I see, I'm sure you feel the same way, a homeless person or some person who is challenged in some way, your heart goes out more to them, and you may want to strike up a conversation with them or just say hello. Even just hello can brighten their day. So last year, that beautiful experience of Jesus at the post office with that man who was disheveled and he was bothering everybody in line, and he kind of had the smell to him, and, you know, people were turned off by it. And but before long, he started singing Christmas carols, and the whole atmosphere had changed in the post office, and people started singing, and it was a beautiful time. And they were all tense, waiting in this long line, and then how this man brought this wonderful feeling to everyone. So that was last year, and this year, about a week ago, I was at the post office, and a place where I found that Jesus hangs out, because there are often a few homeless people there congregating inside to keep warm. And because they don't have any place to go, so they usually go into the post office. But recently I saw a woman there, and she came in, and she was noticeably, you know, mentally challenged, because she was speaking to herself, and she made some unusual hand gestures. And it wasn't frightening in the least. It wasn't that, you know, anyone was worried about her, but she walked in front of everyone, cutting in the line. So here's this long line of people, and they're all of a sudden looking like, who is this that's cutting the line? You know, we're waiting here to get up to the counter. And so you can just kind of feel the tension in the air. And but she just really didn't know which way to go. She was just, you know, being innocent and walking across. And she wanted to look at some decorative items that were hanging on the wall. So when she got over there, you know, the people didn't look quite as angry, but they still sort of were wondering what was going on, why this woman was doing things that the other people didn't do. So I realized I knew her. I realized I had, you know, spoken to her in the past, and I wondered, should I get out of line and go over and approach her and say hello, or, you know, would she even remember me, or would I maybe scare her by approaching her? So I wasn't sure. And, or would it draw attention to me, you know, getting out of the line and going over and striking up? It was just kind of a tense atmosphere. But I put all the thoughts aside, and I approached her, and I said hello, and she remembered me, and she asked me about one of my daughters, so we chatted, and it turned out she wanted to get some stamps, so I, it was my turn to get to the counter, and I bought her some stamps, so she was all finished. She didn't have to wait in the long line, and we went outside where my daughter was waiting, and she got to see my daughter, so we ended up driving her home a couple of miles away. I didn't know where she lived. She lived at a group home, and it was just a real neat thing that we got to see her, and then bringing her home, we got to meet her roommate, who was also mentally challenged, but she was also physically challenged. She was in a wheelchair, and she was clearly delighted that we came in. I guess they don't get a lot of company. And she was chatting away and so delighted. And so my daughter and I, who are very drawn to people who, you know, have different challenges, we stayed a while and chatted because they were very welcoming. And that was a beautiful visit. You know, when you think you're trying to help someone, you know, you go away from that with more blessings from them than you could possibly given them. It's just the way God works, you know. So we just felt so filled, you know, when we left, how beautiful those two women were. And so I'm always marveling about how God works in our lives. And We drove away to go do our errands, and my daughter noticed that she left her purse in our car. So we turned around to bring it back, and when we turned around to bring it back, that was when we actually met her roommate, because when we dropped her off first, we didn't go in. But because we went back, and because she forgot her purse in the car, you know, we went up to the door and then we met her roommate, and it was just like, it was just interesting how God had it all work out, you know, so we got to meet the other woman. And then my daughter and I just really felt like we should visit them on a regular basis because they would welcome that, you know, we'll go over and play a game or just talk. And I just think these beautiful encounters are just all planned out by God. And if you think about it, you know, are we going to take the time to say hello?
Or are we too busy with everything else that's going on to even notice that these are opportunities that God plants right in our laps?
Exactly. So, like, not to draw attention to, like, something that I did, but I'm trying to use this as an illustration to show that, you know, it's that one little hello that turned into a conversation, that turned into being able to bring her home and to meet her roommate and to now, from there, be able to have other times to, you know, to visit with them.
And you know, that's such a great thing to think about, because how many times are we in the post office or in the line at the grocery store and we're such in a hurry and we're trying to do this or that and we miss all these different things, and these are you know, and God, as Mother Teresa always says, comes to us in these people.
Absolutely. And so, you know, if we just pray for the graces to recognize it, and you know, sometimes, well, it's mostly the fear of not having the time that will stop us from, oh, you know, sometimes you might think, well, I don't want to get into a conversation now, I can't because I'll be late for, you know, picking this one up or doing this. And so you're almost fearful that, you know, if you stop to do something, it's just going to change around everything. Well, you know, it's going to change around for the better. And you can always say, you know, well, I have to go now because I have to be such and such a place. But just to take the time and see what God has in mind. And it's just really amazing. He never ceases to amaze me at what, you know, the things that he puts into our lives and the opportunities and the encounters. And another, a short encounter, I'll make this quick, with a young man I had the opportunity and the blessing of speaking with the other day. I was at an appointment, and he was about a 20-something young man, and he was expressing how much he loved his mother, because we got to talking about Christmas and gift buying and things like that, and he was saying, oh, I love my mother so much, but I don't know what to get her, and she's into photography, so I get her frames, but I've gotten her so many frames. And so we were talking, and then, you know, I listened, and then I just said, you know, I have an idea. And he said, what's that? And I said, why don't you take her out to lunch and spend time with her? And I think the time is, I said, you know, as a mother of five, you know, I love little things that my kids get that are tangible little things, just a card or something that I could always, you know, have to remember. But I also value so much time with them. So maybe if you know, get a picture of you and your brother and put it in a frame and give to her, and also arrange maybe a luncheon or something. He said, that's what I want to do. That's exactly what I want to do. Thank you. And so it was just wonderful to hear this young man express his love for his mother. And then it all comes down to the time. You know, it's a tough gift to give away during our Advent season. We're rushing around trying to accomplish the demands that we put upon ourselves. And let's see if we can, you know, teach our families to give away their time. So many ways we can do it. You know, just little things like calling up a relative who's away, who lives far away, and just chat with them, or, you know, time with a neighbor who, and just a few minutes of our time can actually work miracles.
And just to look for those, ask God to show you those opportunities when you're in the post office or in the supermarket or at the mall, you know, finishing up those last little Christmas things. And sometimes it may be just be getting into the moment. I had an experience I forgot to tell you about. I should have emailed you this, but it was just such an amazing experience. I was in the mall at Macy's, actually looking for some gifts. And there was this adorable little girl, and it was in the women's department, you know, in the clothes. And I was walking through, and this little girl, she couldn't have been more than 3 years old, and she was just struck by this mannequin that had stars all over the mannequin, you know, kind of like advertising the holiday clothes or whatnot. This little girl stood in front of the mannequin and just started singing to the top of her lungs, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And the mother was kind of like embarrassed. And I walked over. She was so adorable. I walked over and I started singing with her to the top of my lungs. Now, I can't sing at all, but the two of us standing there in that store singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and
that's
she
so
just
sweet.
Was so thrilled that somebody joined in with her. And it was just one of those precious moments, you know?
Yes, that's exactly it, that you couldn't repeat and you couldn't plan. It just happens. And to live in that present moment is just a beautiful thing.
And to look through the eyes of a child, because it's such a simple thing, just a star on a mannequin that she was so enthralled with. And I'm thinking, how many times do we walk by let's say, a beautiful display where there is a nativity scene or something that reminds us, as you said earlier, of God and the beauty and the fact that we have eyes to see, mm-hmm. you know, and then can appreciate the colors of the season and the smells and, yes. and everything, you know, and all the bells and whistles that come with this time of year. But, you know, kids just get it. The simplest things, you know, thrill them. And so I had no inhibitions about it, maybe because I'm a kid at heart, but I just walked over and I was so touched by this little girl. We just started singing in the middle of Macy's to the top of our lungs.
That's beautiful. I love those moments that I've experienced those type of moments myself, and they're great. And that's the thing, the time, you know, to take the time. Guess who I spent some time with yesterday on that day of rejoicing?
Who?
Well, the woman I met at the grocery store a few years ago. Remember I told you about her last Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the woman that gave me the recipe for the Christmas overnight Christmas bread recipe.
Oh, that's right. You know what? We only have a minute to go, so I want to give you a chance to plug your website and the books that you have on sale.
Oh, sure. Anyway, so lots of things to talk about. We never have enough time.
I know. It always goes by so fast.
Take the time to pause and pray and ask God what we can do and for Him to shine through us. At my website, www.donnacooperoboyle.com, donnacooperoboyle.com. I have three blogs that come off of that website, so if you just go to the main website, you can find the blogs. And I'm having a sale on my newest books and also a contest. So if you want to win the two new books, all you have to do is leave a comment at one of my blogs, and they'll be put in a drawing, and I'll pick the winner tonight. But also the sale, in case you're looking for the books for gift giving.
All right. So we love a sale, and that's great. It's a great website, too. DonnaCooperOboyle.com. Great suggestion. Slowing down and looking around you, right in front of you. What opportunities are you missing? What opportunities is God placing right in front of you, maybe at the department store or the post office, to really get into and understand the real reason for the season, of course, which is Jesus. Thank you, sweetie. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me, Teresa. God bless you.
Okay, God bless.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
We'll be right back with Dr. Meg Meeker.